Hi everybody, welcome to the I Love Carbs podcast. My name is Leslie and, you guessed it, I love carbs. Ooh, hi guys. It's been a year and some change of this COVID mess at this point, and I have to tell you, I am 1,000% over it at this point. I mean, I'm not really the type that goes out often, but I'd like the option at least. And I do like to hug my friends and my family. And yeah, not really doing that right now. So yeah, over it. And on top of the frustration of the restrictions and, you know, not being able to do what you want, there is the fear of actually getting sick. No. All my chronic allergy sufferers and sinusitis victims, we out here. Like, we are out here. Yeah? This is the second allergy season that we're going through this darn Panasonic. Now, as you all know, most of the popular COVID symptoms are very, very similar to the usual symptoms that we experience as, you know, sinusitis victims are chronic allergy sufferers. These are similar, you know, the sneezing, the headache, stuffy nose, sore throat, the coughing, occasional chest tightness, and sometimes even a fever. Like, my God, man, I am irritated. I am irritated for, what's that, the last 2 months? Every single bad feeling or strange feeling or anything that I've had in my body or in my throat, I'm like, Miss Rona, is that you? Is that you, Miss Rona? I have taken my temperature so many times, like, I might as well just have the thermometer strapped to me at this point, right? I've been gobbling down that fisherman's friend and various sinus medication to control what is happening to me. And I think the main thing that's giving me peace right now is that when I take sinus meds, the symptoms go away. So I figure it's not COVID. I mean, they overlap so closely that it's a challenge to not freak out, you know? And some people have actually just misdiagnosed themselves as having sinus issues and end up dead. So, you know, it's really a challenge to not freak out. I have actually had two or three actual scares over the period just because I was out doing what I was supposed to, going to work, going to church, doing normal, acceptable things. The one thing that made me nervous in all the scenarios is that when it comes time to question what actually happened, my memories get super fuzzy around my interactions with confirmed or suspected cases. Like, were they wearing a mask when we interacted? Was my mask on all the time? How close did I actually get? Did we interact outside of this one time that I'm remembering? Like, it's been truly exhausting. And as a result, I've had my nasal cavities violated twice since this pandemic started. And each time I had to do a test, I asked myself and I asked the nurses, like, if this is something that spreads so easily, right? Like, you don't need to kiss the person or really even touch them to catch it. Mighty God of Daniel. Why do you need to violate my nose hole and tickle my brainstem to see if I have it? Like, can you tell me why I can't just cough into a cup or breathe into a breathalyzer or something fancy and you find out? Why must you violate my nose hole, right? I think that the test was designed as a torture device or something to prompt persons to evaluate their actions. Was I careless? Did I really need to be out? Do I really need to be catching this fly right now? Like, I cannot understand how the test to check if you have it is so invasive, but actually catching it from somebody can be as simple as a passing interaction. You don't even actually have to know the person that you got it from. Them just brush too close against you in the supermarket and maybe them be cough. Like, this is insane. Can we look into that, please? The test. Let's look into the test, because I am not convinced that this is the only way to know if I have COVID. All right? But the first test, My eyes watered involuntarily. Like I had no control over my tear ducts. She took my nostril virginity, you know. I mean, she did give me a chance to compose myself and get ready, but in actuality, nothing could ever prepare me for that invasion. But if I'm being honest, right, if the cost wasn't so, let's say, prohibitive and the tests weren't so invasive, it's quite likely that I would have done more, all because of my sinuses. My sinuses and my serious paranoia, but that's a whole other discussion, right? But seriously though, what if something can cause problems? I understand from research, because I had to look it up, that the main purpose of sinuses is to produce mucus to moisturize the inside of the nose and protect the nose from pollutants, microorganisms, dust, and dirt. Now, I have come to realize that these things trigger my sinuses. So, does this mean that the runny nose and the sneezing, etc., that I experience when met with a trigger is my sinuses overdo it like puppy? I need to know. Like, I need answers. If my sinuses are supposed to produce something to protect my nose from these things, why on earth do they try to kill me when they come in contact with these things? Like, this is your job. You're supposed to be expecting them. You get me? What is this reaction, right? And also, why do they try to kill me sometimes randomly? Like, oh, it's too hot. Let's freak out. Oh, it was hot and then it got cool. Yep, call security. What's this, summer? Yeah, no thanks. I don't understand. What is this? What is happening? What is your purpose then? You know? It's kind of frustrating. But back to the point. What can I say about COVID right now? Wear your masks properly, sanitize, social distance, and be careful out there. I mean, I want to encourage persons to get vaccinated, but that is somewhat of a personal choice that you need to make. Also, I personally don't have the strength nor the desire to argue with anti-vaxxers or conspiracy theorists. I hope that you will all make the best decision for the greater good. But while you ponder, or if you decide to get or to not get, go and wear your mask and sanitize, please and thanks. I'd like this panini to move up and go. Alright? Thank you for listening to my rant. I'll catch you on the next episode. Stay safe.